Okay, Mike, so the question I was asking you, and thank you for coming back with us. So you asked, well, you said it was kind of out of bounds to insinuate that he's lost the locker room, and I just pointed out the unusual circumstances that brought him here, all the fanfare, the red carpet that was unrolled, the special treatment that he clearly gets, the players that were traded to get him here, the draft picks, and all the money. So you would assume that this guy would be playing at a very, very, very high level. And so it's not crazy to assume that maybe he has lost the locker room considering all that's gone on.
Well, I mean, the definition of lost the locker room, you know, do people roll their eyes at Russell Wilson with some of the stuff he does? I mean, that's been going on. That was going on in Seattle. You know, he's too good to be true. He does get some preferential treatment, no doubt. And, you know, maybe some guys are ticked at him, you know, or you know, just ticked at the whole situation that he's not playing better, the team's not playing better. But, you know, losing the locker room, I mean – I don't know what that means. They're not playing for him. I think they're still playing for him.
Do they believe in him, Mike? Do they believe that he can lead them to victory?
Do they want to be around him moving past this year?
Well, they're going to have to. They are going to be around him playing for him beyond it next year.
Absolutely, Mike. We all know that. But you also know a person's want to, right? A person's willingness.
So
and, hey, I want to be here.
What are they doing? They're giving up? They're not blocking for him? I mean, I know sometimes it looks like that. But they're not blocking for him. They're not running routes. They're not taking the handoff. I don't get what that, you know, what does that mean?
They don't believe in him. They don't believe that he's the guy. They sit there and look at him after a failed attempt out there, and they just shake their head and go about their business. Obviously, there's a certain level of professionalism. This is the National Football League. When you put something out there on tape, 32 teams could see it. So guys are going to still want to do their job and still go out there and try to put good things on tape. But as far as their belief and wanting to be around somebody or want to hang out with this guy, probably not so much.
Well, there's quite a few people, from what I understand, hanging out with him last night.
Mm.
And so it's just a problem with the blanket generalization. You know, I think Peyton Manning in Orlando, you were around there. When Peyton Manning was making all that money, you weren't there in 2015, but he was hurt and he was struggling, and everybody knows what kind of money he makes, and he gets, he's the sheriff, and you're not. When things are going tough, you know, there could be some envy there, and I'm sure there is regarding Russell Wilson. But as far as not believing him, I just don't believe that's a, you know, to make that kind of generalization. To me, that's gossip.
So for me,
that's
Mike,
that's not fact. That's not anything tangible.
Okay, so I'll tell you this. What I do know, what's fact, what's tangible. Mike, in 2012, go out there to Atlanta. Peyton throws three interceptions in that first quarter. There's a lot of rumblings if he still has it. There's a lot of rumblings if the Broncos made us.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so now it's been 11 games for the Broncos, so you don't think that that's the same thing that's going on right now? I'm really trying to figure out what you're trying to say right now, Mike.
I'm just saying, look, all I'm saying is you got to tell me that he's lost the locker room. I just don't believe that. I mean, I see him interact with his teammates out there. They're still practicing. I mean, this accusation was made by someone when, you know, I know that people talk to agents, and here's the problem with something like, you know, this type of thing that got out there. Is, you know, it's secondhand. It's a secondhand gossip thing. It's something where a player talks to his agent. The agent relays it to a reporter, and you know who knows how a player might say 90% good things. He might have one complaint about the quarterback, whatever it might be, and it gets up there that he's lost the locker room. You know, look, this kind of stuff happens. I've been covering sports and losing teams, many losing teams over 40 years, baseball, football. And this is predictable. You know, we're in the Game of Thrones season. And, you know, not my fault, his fault. That happens in every single losing locker room. Walt Weiss, the great shortstop for the Rockies, once said it best to me. People think you got to have good chemistry to win. It's really the other way around. You got to win in order to have good chemistry. And I 100% believe that, having covered teams like I have over the years, being in the locker room, interacting with players, you know, coaches, management, that's true. This team is short. You know, there's a lot of – Russell Wilson has not played to what Russell Wilson was expected to. There's no ifs, ands, buts about that. He's fallen well short. But there's been other games, other losses, where Russell Wilson was the least of their problems. And they still managed to lose games. I mean, this team is short. I think they're short, you know, when you lose three of your top four receivers to injuries like they have. When all three running backs on your roster weren't on the roster to begin the season. The offensive line is banged up. I mean, Russell Wilson is still, it's not like he's given up on his teammates. He's still fighting. You know, that pass he made to Cortland Sutton down at the 4-yard line, he got absolutely clobbered on that, crushed, and he still completed it. In the game, he was down 23-3, I believe. So, I mean, that's where you lose the locker room, is when a guy gives up, when a guy doesn't care, when a guy won't fight for you. And it's clear that Russell Wilson, for all his shortcomings this year, is still fighting for the team.
He makes $50 million, I would hope so.
That's just dangerous and irresponsible to say he's lost the locker room. I just 100% disagree with that.
Mm. All right, Mike. Hey, thanks for coming on and doing the Lord's work there. We appreciate you, Mike.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, that's our boy, Mike Kliss, at 9 News, presented by Bet Rivers Sports Book.